Good morning and welcome.
Tēnā koutou ngā rakatira, me rā kanihi, ke kone aho, mō te tare o te papa atapai. Ko Ms. Williams, aho. Good morning, I'm Penny Williams. I appear on behalf of the Director General today. With me I have Emily Fennell, who is a technical advisor of Freshwater, and Ken Murray, who is known to many of you, who is now an RMA planner for the DOC in Christchurch.
Yeah, thank you very much for that introduction, and thanks very much for the original submission, which we read. Thank you also for complying with our minutes and pre-circulating both your legal submissions, the primary evidence of Ms. Fennell and Mr. Murray, and also Mr. Murray's supplementary evidence. We've read all of that material, including the legal submissions, so you don't need to read any of that material out to us.
Wonderful.
So you'd be pretty pleased to hear that. That's the way that these modern hearings go.
But
you're very welcome to, if you want to highlight key points for us, and obviously if you wish to table any further supplementary material, you should do that now. Otherwise, we'll just proceed to questions.
So really, the matters which I would like to highlight is firstly that the Director General really appreciates the work that the Council has put into the proposed Southland Water and Land Plan, and in particular the science that underpins the plan with the physiographic zones. And that's something which of course is quite revolutionary, and the Council really is to be commended on that work and on that effort. And that's something that certainly in principle the Director General strongly supports. As you're very well aware, the Director General and DOC has a very strong presence in Southland, and I've highlighted some of those roles through the legal submissions.
Yep.
And I've also, on the legal submissions, drawn to your attention some of the more recent regulatory changes.
Yep.
And also some of the other aspects which my planner in particular wanted me to raise with you. So that probably is really all I wanted to say specifically. So, yeah.
Well, shall we have any, would it be better for you if we take questions for you now and then each witness, or would you rather that your witnesses outline any key points they want to highlight for us, bearing in mind that we've read the material, and then take questions at the end, or which do you prefer?
Apparently I'm taking the questions.
So we'll go one by one as we proceed through the team. Okay, any questions for the legal submissions, Lloyd?
The only question I had, Jen, I'm not sure if it's legal or not, it was around the cleaning of waterways and the frequency of and how they want to deal with that in the plan, so and how you viewed spraying. So that was the only...
I can't answer that.
It's not a legal matter.
But, yeah. So Mr. Murray,
it's a planning and a freshwater matter.
Yeah.
Okay, I've talked
about
that.
No questions from me, thanks.
And Morris, any questions from the legal submission?
I do have some that might be, but perhaps I could wait till later just in case they're not. Would that be all right?
That's fine. I can leap in if necessary.
Yeah, so if we put any questions to the witnesses in Newfield, they're more appropriately handled by council, then just jump in, that's fine. All right, first witness.
So,